Now picture this. It is Christmas Eve, 1927 in Pittsburgh in the United States, and a matinee is showing at the Sheridan Square Film Theatre, and a desperate mother leaves a precious bundle inside with a note. It implores the show business types to take care of the tiny girl called Catherine, as she cannot care for her ninth child. The theatre had a social club called the Variety Club, and the club goes on to care for the baby, now called Catherine Variety Sheridan, and it pays for her upbringing and education. And the story also captured the hearts of so many people that donations started pouring in. The whole incident inspired a 1947 film called Variety Girl, but the caring of that little baby has inspired now the theatrical social club's new focus, the well-being of children. And over many decades and around the world, Variety Club has continued to raise millions of dollars for children in need. Jennifer Leese and Jason Bird are with Variety WA, and they are in Broome to see how they can continue to help children in the region. Hello, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Jennifer, I'll start with you. What have you been up to this week in and around Broome?
Well, we've been meeting with quite a few different community organisations, schools, agencies, service providers, just to spread awareness about what Variety does. So we help children who are sick, disadvantaged or who have a disability through individual grants or scholarships. We also run programs, but they're more Perth Metro based at this time. So, yeah, we're just here to, I guess, educate the community about what we do and how we can potentially help children in the region.
Jason, what have been some of the projects that Variety WA has already helped children with in this region?
Well, recently we've been granting play equipment, sensory equipment to families in the area. We've also had a really interesting project up in Lombardina at Christ the King School, where their aim was to keep their students engaged with their schooling, and so they created a vocation, a pathway program, and we provided hair salon, a fit out for a hair salon, so that the young students could learn those skills and keep engaged with their education and perhaps start a pathway to employment after school.
So the projects that you can help fund are really varied.
Absolutely, yep. And they're all equipment-based, all practical assistance. So lots of items, school items like laptops for kids to go to high school and complete their education, and sensory play equipment for home, contributions towards vehicles for modifications through an NDIS plan. Those can be quite expensive. Everything in between.
And Jennifer, are people really very aware that they can apply to Variety WA for such grants? I mean, you're clearly spreading good cheer and awareness.
Yeah, well, we've had quite a lot of feedback that they weren't aware. So a lot of the agencies we've met with have been really positive in their response, that they feel like it's an awesome opportunity to potentially apply for clients or like themselves as an organisation. It has been a really worthwhile trip just to get that awareness out there.
Now, last year, Variety WA was able to give directly to children and their families $773,000, people who needed help. Across Western Australia, Jennifer, what are the different ways that you've seen Variety help children and families?
Oh, it's very broad and multiple. So, like we said, individuals can apply, and that looks so different. Like, each child's needs is very individual. Depends on their circumstances, whether they are sick, disadvantaged, or living with disabilities. So, it's very hard to generalise. But community organisations, again, very individual, because they're all catering to different children. And like in the Kimberley, the need is quite different to, say, what Perth Metro is. So, we're also here to learn about what that looks like, really understand what unmet need might be in the different regions. We've recently travelled to the Goldfields region to do this same thing.
It's very interesting.
Assistance is yeah, quite broad and very specific. To
are you finding that there are differences from the Kimberley to Perth then, Jason, about unmet need?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yes, and we're learning so much just by being here. So it's definitely a worthwhile trip. And we're finding, you know, one of the unique spaces of need here in the Kimberley are young children who are disengaged with their education. And so, you know, we're doing our best to learn as much as we can about that space and how variety can help.
And how we can add value to the services that are already being provided and, you know, assist in, I guess, bridging that gap in re-engaging kids.
That's a key point, isn't it? There's lots of organisations and terrific groups and families already there. You're just value-adding to what they do.
Absolutely. We're not here to recreate anything. Like, that's not a space that we want to play in. We are obviously about reaching unmet need or, yeah, assisting and collaborating. It's definitely what we want to do.
Because it's spending those donations the best way possible.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And Jason, during your time with Variety, has there been a particular example or a moment that's touched you of where Variety has helped someone, a child, that you've seen the difference made?
Absolutely. I mean, there's been so many, to
I'll be
bet. Honest. One that sticks out to me, just comes to mind now, is a young girl in Perth who applied for a scholarship with Variety, one of our other program streams, and she applied for a prosthetic foot that could flex so that she was able to continue her training in ballet. And she was a very talented young dancer, lots of potential and very keen, but was limited with the current prosthetic foot that she had because it didn't flex, and of course she couldn't point her feet. So we were able to provide that along with some ballet training and development as well through her scholarship. And now she's also a choir member and she's a budding performer, and it's lovely to watch that grow.
Such a variety of different ways that Variety WA does help. If there's someone listening today, Jennifer, it could be a family, it could be an organisation, a play group or a school. How might they be able to learn more about getting some Variety WA assistance?
We always encourage people to reach out so they can call our office and speak to myself, Jason or Lisa in the Kids Support Department, and they can call us on 9355 3655 or go to our website, and that's got quite a lot of information. So varietywa.org.au/howwehelpkids. So yeah, there's a lot of information on there about all of our deliverables. So we do grants, like we said, scholarships, and we run programs. We have a motormouth camp, which we actually have had a Broome family attend quite a few years ago, and that's based around children that use AAC devices with complex communication needs. So, yeah, we offer quite a few different things, and we always love seeing regional families come to, you know, engage in that camp or, you know, apply for grants and apply for scholarships. And I feel like we really are a little underrepresented in the regions. And we, yeah, this is why we're doing this project, to really, I guess, engage and spread that awareness, because we desperately want to help if there's kids in need. And we just really want to make sure that people know we're around and we're here, and we're here to help if we can.
So basically, check out the website, for example, make a phone call, see how to put in an application and meet the criteria to
Absolutely.
Get that funding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking with Jennifer Leese and Jason Bird from Variety WA. They are in the Broome region meeting with a range of different agencies, schools and groups and individuals to see how Variety WA can directly help them to make a positive difference to a child in need, whatever that need might be. Now, last year was a bit of a topsy-turvy year for everybody, and I know that that sort of limited a lot of the outreach help that many organisations can give, but you're back on track. What do you both love about your job? You know, you're here in Broome. That's obviously a perk leaving the winter, but genuinely, Jason, what is it about working for Variety WA that makes it a job worth going to every single day?
Oh, look, there is so much. And look, we are a very small and humble charity, because we do work on unmet need and we try to fill the gaps of other services, working alongside other organisations that are doing great work, we really do see that meaningful impact, and that's a reward that we get every single day. It's wonderful to be able to help families when we are their last port of call. So they've literally tried everything else. Other services can't fill those gaps for them. So Variety is their last point of call. And for us to be able to provide that assistance, it's that sort of impact is wonderful to be a part of.
What about you, Jennifer? What makes each day for you a wonderful thing at Variety WA?
Pretty much what Jason said, but also the team we work with, everyone is so dedicated to the cause. Excuse me. It's just, you know, when you get an email from a family that you've assisted and they, you know, just say thank you so much and they send a photo in and it, I guess it just gives you life, you know, it reminds you why you're there. I mean, we obviously understand why we're there every day. And we do, I guess, work really hard to spread awareness, help as many kids as possible, but also the fundraising team and the events team. I mean, they work incredibly hard to raise the money that we get so luckily
and
to give away.
And often in tough environments, you know.
So, I mean, it's all, you know, it's just such a collective and we're all there for the same reason, whether or not we're playing a different part. So, yeah, I think, you know, we all know we're here to help kids and it is just extremely rewarding.